10th parak, Exilvus Mishnah Base. Misha Yonosir Shtei Noshim Umesu. He married two wives and they both died, so basically he does not owe Exilvus to either of them. Vachkach Mesu, then he died. The same in Vachim Exilvus Ima, but each one of them has male descendants, these two wives, and they're entitled to the Exilvus Nindichin, the value of the Exilvus. The Einsham Elish Tei Exilvus, and the entire estate is only the value of two Exilvus. Then Cholkin B'Shava, they split up as if there was no special deal. In other words, that which we say that the Banim Scharim get Ksuvas, inherit the value of the mother's Ksuva, aside from the regular Yerusha, is only if you have a regular Yerusha other than the Ksuva. But if all Yerusha is not worth more than the Ksuva, the agreement does not take effect. Hayisha Meisa Dino, if there was a Dino more than the value of two Ksuvas, Eila Nosim Ksuva Sima, Eila Nosim Ksuva Sima, each one takes the value of his mother's ksuva, and then they split up the dina that remains. Im amri yisayim, anachnu malim, hanichzei avinu yase dina, kidei sheyitul ksuvas imon. If the Yoshim say that we want to value, the market value of a father's property is 1,000 shekel. We want to value 2,000 shekel. By doing so, there'll be enough money left over afterwards to after they can pay off the ksuvas. We do not listen to them. We evaluate the Nechasim and Bezdin, because by overvaluing it, they're really going to, one's going to gain, another one's going to lose out.